Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Some breaking news this afternoon and some fantastic news for you Chooks fans out there. Sammy Walker, he has re-signed with the Sydney Roosters until the end of 2025, and what a great get this is for the Chooks. And I am constantly blown away by the stuff that this kid is doing and what he's achieved at such a young age. He might not have, you know, the premierships and the Dally M halfbacks and all these things to stack up, but what he has achieved at his age and the way that he has played and the way that he owns this Roosters team for the age he's at, and also for the state that his body's in at the moment. He's obviously still got a lot more growing to do. I don't think he's ever going to be a huge body, but I think that he will be a bigger body than what he is right now. We know that from history in the NRL with young guys that come in, they do tend to beef up and get a lot bigger over the first few years. And, you know, Sam Walker, I just think what he's done over the first few seasons has been amazing. I remember a couple of years ago when there was chat about him maybe coming in, you know, after Kyle Flanagan left, and it was, and I just thought, there's no way the Roosters are going to possibly hand the keys to a kid his age. I mean, there might be a couple of games where he plays coming off the bench and whatnot. And look, I probably think it would have been that way his first season, but then they had all the injuries and whatnot. They had no choice but to bring Sam Walker in, and I thought he was fucking tremendous. God, he was impressive. And then you obviously had last year when he came back, and, you know, they did what I would have done as well. I said at the start of the season that I think they'd be crazy to make him the halfback, that Luke Keary, he's the experienced, mature half in the team. He needs to run this side. The Roosters experimented with that. They tried it for a long period of time. Wasn't quite working out. Obviously, Luke Keary is coming back from injury and whatnot. But then they made the decision to go, you know what, fuck it. Let's see what the kid can do. Let's give him the halfback jersey, and not only just give him the seven jersey, let's hand him the keys to this team, and we can let Luke Keary play second fiddle off the back of him. And I just thought Sam Walker was so impressive. And look, it's a decision that Trent Robinson didn't make. It's a decision that the Roosters didn't make at first, and I thought the Roosters were going to be crazy to make this decision. And turns out we were all wrong. We all sort of doubted this kid, and we didn't doubt this kid because of his ability. I think everyone doubted this kid to that extent because we didn't know at the time, but he breaks essentially every rule that you know about halfbacks when they come into the NRL. You have, and look, there's been guys that have had better first seasons. You know, tomorrow night we've got on YouTube dropping, having a look at the Parramatta Eels and their missed opportunities in 01 and 05. And you have a look at 05, what Tim Smith did, simply fucking incredible. We've probably never seen a better debut season from a halfback. And I'm here to tell you, we probably will never see a better debut season from a halfback than what Timmy Smith had at the Eels. He wasn't able to kick on and keep going with it throughout his career. Sam Walker came in at a very young age, played very unorthodox footy. The Roosters sort of built a team around him, which was great to watch him throwing his cutout balls and playing a little bit unorthodox, playing with Hutcho next to him, who was just essentially there for a kicking game to help Sammy Walker out. Then came Luke Keary, Victor Radley, all these guns came back into this team, and Walker had to fit around them. And, you know, as it turns out, the best way to do it was for them to fit around Walker. And I just think that is the ultimate compliment to him. This is a group of players that have, you know, all the rep experience in the world, have won two premierships, have been in finals year in, year out. They're at the Roosters. They're obviously some of the best players in this competition, and it's turned out to be the best thing for the Roosters to build around this 19-year-old, which I just think is unbelievable. I can't remember another situation where an entire franchise that we think can genuinely win a premiership is built around a kid with so much little experience. And when you look at him, I mean, he looks like he could be in year 10 or 11. He is such a small frame, and I think that's the other thing that stands out for me with Sam Walker. And you know what? I'll be honest with you, it does worry me with Sam Walker as well, because he's literally too tough for his own good. You know, some people bag him for his defense, and I understand that. There are, you know, occasionally he misses tackles here and there, but quite often you go and have a look at his tackles for the game, and you know, he might have missed four, but he's made, you know, 20, 25, because they've just been going at him all night. And you know, it is something that I do worry about with how with the way that he is built as it stands right now, just about how much impact he puts through his body. But at the same time, that's also what I absolutely love about this kid, that he doesn't hide away from contact. He knows that he's going to be a spot defender. He knows that teams are going to come after him, but he doesn't hide away from it, which is what really impresses me. He's only played 25 games so far in his career. He's scored 7 tries. He's already kicked 91 goals as well. You know, when you also consider that he's taking on the goal kicking, I think it is so fucking impressive. I really am blown away by this kid. And then you have a look, forced dropouts. He's already had 16 in 25 games for a kid his age, averaging 200-odd kick meters. 16 try assists, 11 line break assists. He's had almost 1,000 touches of the football so far. He's made 400 tackles already, and his tackle efficiency, he's at about 82%, which, you know, you obviously want that to lift, and it will lift throughout his career. But for the age he's at and for the sort of guys that are running at him, for example, you saw that night, I think it was the Brisbane Broncos when they went up against him, and they just put Tevita Pangai Jr. directly opposite him. Tevita had a great night that night, obviously ended up getting in a few stinks with Victor Adley, but he ran over Sam Walker a couple of times, and that's going to happen. That's the reality of it. You know, when you're that small coming into first grade, teams are going to target you, but I just love the way that he just stands up and comes back at them. Like, yeah, have a look at this season. There wasn't a single game where he missed, where he didn't miss a tackle. There was one game against South Sydney in round 20. Outside of that, he's probably averaging 3 to 4 missed tackles per game. But on average, he's also making about 15 to 20. So for the size he's at and what he can bring you in attack, I just think Sam Walker, he's got so much fucking ability. It's not even funny. I'm so excited about watching him and his future and how it plays out. If Walker was at a different club, I'd be a little bit nervous about him. And he obviously wouldn't be in the position that he is in. But to think that this 19-year-old who, you know, was only in high school, you know, 18 months or so ago, whatever the hell it was, 2 years ago, and he also missed because of COVID. He missed a lot of his like senior junior footy, so his 17s and 18s didn't get to play as much footy as what he should have. For him to come into first grade with the Roosters, who teams are going up against every single week looking to make an impression on them, for him to stand up the way that he has, and you know, you have a look around this competition, there's only a handful of guys that have won 3 premierships. Luke Keary is one of them, and the Roosters have made the decision, you know what, Luke, you're a tremendous player, you're fantastic for the Roosters, we need you, but you know what, we're going to hand the keys and we're going to let us be directed around by this 19-year-old who has played 25 games of first grade. It really is fucking incredible. Sorry, he played 25 games last year. He's played 46 games altogether. Sorry, I take that back. I made a mistake there. But still, even in 2022, for his second season to play 25 games, bloody impressive. Fuck, he's just had such a good rise. And all those numbers, 25 games, 7 tries, 91 goals, 16 forced dropouts, 16 try assists, 11 line break assists. That's all this season. So pretty bloody impressive. I've been so impressed with him. I'm so glad that he's at the club, that he's at the Sydney Roosters, because I think we can really see him develop into something special. He will be there until the end of 2025. And I think, like, we all get sort of caught up talking about Nathan Cleary and, you know, all the, you know, him being the next big halfback of the next generation. Don't sleep on Sammy Walker. He is still so young, and he is at such a good club with so many stars around him and a brilliant coach. I mean, it is scary to think where Sam Walker could end up, and I'm looking forward to, you know, in a couple of years, maybe when he's, you know, 24, 25, which, you know, it's an age away. It's half a decade away, realistically, but I'm really excited to watch him and Nathan Cleary go head-to-head over the next few years. They are very different footballers, have very different skill sets, but
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fuck, they're going to be successful for a long time. And you'd like to think that eventually, you know, in 5 years' time probably, or maybe even less, you'll have the halfback for New South Wales being Nathan Cleary. You'll have the halfback for Queensland being Sam Walker. And they'll be the Roosters and the Penrith halfbacks as well. And you would, I'd like to think that these guys will probably play each other in a grand final one day, or maybe a few grand finals, I think. Fantastic for the Sydney Roosters to lock up Sam Walker, one of the very, very talented halfbacks in our game, probably the most talented young halfback in our game. What he's been able to do over the last 2 years or so has been fucking incredible. And once the Roosters now, you know, his first two seasons have been a bit all over the place. First season, injuries, everything. He didn't really have a proper preseason as a first grade halfback. Second season, they fucked around with him at 5'8 and playing, you know, second fiddle to Luke Keary. Back end of the season, he gets handed the keys. He does very well. This season, Sam Walker gets an entire preseason knowing this is your team. You're going to lead this team around. Luke Keary's going to be there to assist you, but we're directed by you, which is a very scary prospect, especially now that they know how they're going to use James Tedesco, Joey Manu, all these sorts of guys. I cannot wait to watch how the next few years play out for Sam Walker. I cannot wait to watch how he goes this year, because they've got a team that can genuinely win a premiership this season. I have them right up there with the Penrith Panthers, potentially even above the Penrith Panthers, depending on how the Panthers handle losing Kikau and Appy. I just think the Roosters, they're looking red hot at the moment. They will be led by this kid for a very long time. He's the sort of guy that I wouldn't be shocked if he does remain a one club man and retires with the Roosters in fucking 15 years or something ridiculous. Very, very talented guy, Sam Walker, staying there until the end of 2025. The Roosters, they are in very good hands, very young hands, but hands that are always maturing, always getting better, and always looking towards the future under Trent Robinson. Very, very exciting times for Sam Walker. Congratulations on the new deal, mate. Cannot wait to see what you achieve over the next couple of years.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.